This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. I know you missed us. It's only been a couple of days, but heck, we got to take a day off from time to time. Super Don, making it sound good. John's on the board. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And the parents' right to protest that their kids should suffer from disease. That's right. That's what this is all about. Everybody, the controversy over the vaccine issue is just because parents want their kids to suffer. That's according to the latest in the Huffington Post. I guess a... was that an op-ed in the HuffPo? Is there any real news at HuffPo, or is it all journalistic, non-journalistic opinion pieces? Snarkiness, et cetera?
Listen. HuffPo has a definite bias and a slant. I mean, you know, I think anybody would be lying if they did at least admit that. Not that that's terribly wrong. I mean, every news outlet, you know, is entitled to have whatever opinions that they do or bias. But, yeah, in this case, man, this is a passive-aggressive headline, isn't it?
Passive-aggressive. Here's the headline. I'm going to read it, everybody. Listen, mamas and dads out there, don't blow a fuse on it. Just relax, breathe
it
through
it. It is the Huffington Post.
It's the
Huffington.
Come on. Yes. Parents protest for kids' right to suffer from preventable illness. What? That's because, of course, that's what this is all about. Not about stopping forced medical interventions against the will of parents due to philosophical, religious, and sometimes even medical reasons. Hundreds of anti-vaxxers descend on Washington's Capitol amid the state's worst measles outbreak in decades. I like the next one underneath that. And this is by a Sebastian Murdoch. Doesn't have an opinion on this at all. Not at
senior
all.
Senior reporter. He's a senior reporter for the Huffington
right?
Post. Yes.
Yeah, let's put him out to pasture. But, he's all about the herd immunity, right? Hundreds of conspiracy theorists in Washington State gathered Friday to protest against vaccinating kids. Not exactly. All right? First of all, conspiracy theory is a made-up concept by CIA many, many decades ago now to discredit any intellectual engagement and discussion of ideas, any critical thinking. We've got to eliminate it before it happens. Call it conspiracy theorists. And, of course, are they protesting against vaccinating kids? No. They're protesting against the government forcing their kids to be vaccinated against their will. Maybe partially, maybe totally, but every case is unique and individual. And remember, an anti-vaxxer was once a vaxxer, and now they're an ex-vaxxer, because they learned the hard way about the lack of safety and efficacy in those vaccines that have become a cult. You want to talk a conspiracy? Conspiracy to promote a cult in violation of the First Amendment of the United States. That First Amendment, basically, again, paraphrasing now, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So, there's not supposed to be a state-sanctioned religion. But in the case of modern medicine, it has become the de facto religion of the United States. And you find out that it is that case, like in California or West Virginia or Mississippi thus far, where they have eliminated even religious exemptions. To saying, you know what, I got a problem with what's in that vaccine, aborted fetal cells. And on Friday's show, we talked about Dr. Plotkin and his nine-hour deposition revealing that he's used dozens and dozens and dozens of aborted fetal tissue, basically children who have been aborted, converted into cells that they grow, you know, basically the future of vaccines on. And so they say approximately 700 people gathered in Olympia to oppose the bill that would put more requirements on families attempting to back out of mandatory vaccinations for children. You know, this is rough, man. Just, it's hard for me because I'm a nice guy. I like to think of myself as a nice guy. But when somebody is really exhibiting this level of ignorance and arrogance to say, you know what, parents should not have the right to decide, along with a physician if they choose to use one, what is right for their kids in raising them, medically or otherwise, now you are violently... This is not just an opinion piece, Super Don. This is this guy, Sebastian Murdoch, advocating violence against children. Advocating violence of the state, the forceful mandates, using the medical police state to hold children down against their will, against the will of their parents, and visit violence and potential death upon them. Now, for you to say parents are protesting for the kids' right to suffer from preventable illness... You know what? I'm sort of not even arguing against that statement. Except for the fact when they say preventable, they say it's preventable because of vaccines. And there is no evidence to support that statement. But if you say we're protesting for our right for the kids' rights to suffer, okay. You could argue that. I had chicken pox, I had measles, I suffered through those things. But am I better for it or worse for it? Is all suffering equivalent to all suffering? Is this world, this planet, this creation, a world that exists without suffering? Or is it specifically designed for suffering? Now, I'm asking big questions because we got a big question to ask later when a guy is threatening to sue his parents. For what? It's a shocker. You'll get it. You'll get it in a moment. We'll get to it. But that this guy is promoting that you should be violently induced, violently forced to subject your children to another form of suffering. That's what he doesn't catch on to here. If we are arguing that my kid should suffer the chicken pox and the measles because we believe he or she will be stronger and better because of it, is that not a worthwhile endeavor? Versus what this guy says, not says. Forcefully causing the suffering that is induced by a vaccine mandate that could kill your child. And if you're new to this, and you don't realize how widespread this is, this hour is your hour because we've got Jonathan Tommy scheduled to join us shortly to talk about Vax 2, the parents' stories that shall not be silenced. Super Don, again, you're mm-hmm. the king of snark. You recognize snark when you see it. But I'm trying to parse the snark to get some kind of point out here from this HuffPo article.
Robert, you know, I think you're missing the most important point here is that, you know, we're in the midst of a measles outbreak, you know, up here in the in the Northwest. And if it weren't for all those damn anti-vaxxers.
Mm-hmm.
That have caused this big dip in MMR vaccination. Because listen, if you read all the news, report after report that it's the anti-vaxxers that are causing this measles outbreak because they have influenced so many people.
Yeah.
So many people have been listening to the anti-vaxxers that they're not getting the MMR vaccination for their kids. There's a huge deficit in MMR vaccination up here in the Pacific Northwest, I think.
Well, let's parse the claims from the Centers for Disease Control here. Do they match up to the claims that the media is portraying as the reason why we have to pass these draconian vaccine mandates like they did in California with SB 277? How has that impacted vaccine compliance and uptake, MMR and otherwise? And we go to the CDC's own claims, and we see a mild up and down over the years. I see this chart here, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Do avail yourself of the show notes and the links out so you can learn about the things we're talking about. And this thing goes back, I believe, from 96 to 2016. And we look at the minor ups and downs, and for the most part, it hasn't really changed statistically at all. There's no statistical significance in the up or down ticks over the course of the last 96 to 2016, that 20-year period. So if they're claiming that it's all of the anti-vaxxers that are causing people not to vaccinate, where is the evidence in the CDC statistics? I mean, shouldn't it be dropping down from 98% to 96 to 94 to 91 to 80 to 70? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not seeing it here, Super D. Am I missing this? Are you seeing this?
Well, you know, they've got a great interactive map over the CDC where you can actually arrow over and click on your state to see what the MMR vaccination rate is. And it goes year by year, and it goes back several years. I did this just because I wanted to, you know, kind of fact check and make sure, you know, that what I saw in the article was accurate. And indeed, if you look at the vaccination rates year after year after year, I mean, you see a little dip. Maybe it might go from like 90 to 89. Mm-hmm. Or and then from 89 to 93, and then 93 to 91. So, you know, in essence, if you really look at it, it's kind of like a straight line almost with very, very minor. Nothing in this data reflects what you're seeing in the media right now. Because if you follow what it is the media is telling you, it leads you to believe that, you know, these anti-vaxxers have marched in to all of these states and caused the vaccination rate to drop so significantly that it's now resulted in an outbreak of measles. But not being a scientist, I'm thinking the difference between 93 and 92 does not match up and track with what it is the media is talking about here.
By the way, Super Don, when we talk about herd immunity, which is a fallacy in terms of vaccine-induced
herd immunity.
Oh, but
see, that's the magic number. See, yeah. You got to have, what, 95?
Yeah, but the thing is, look at this. If that's the case, they've never hit it, just in Oregon alone. The highest
well, yeah,
I see on
this
list
is 94.1. Over here in Oregon, we're the pariah of, you know, vaccine compliance.
Sure.
But
based on this, Super Don, Oregon, everybody should be dead because they've never achieved what that magic number is for herd immunity. And again, to the point of if anti-vaxxers were having the impact that they say they are, then we would see a gradual but steady decline or a precipitous decline, which neither of which is in evidence in Oregon, where they're saying we've got to put these mandates
sure.
in.
Sure, especially if you look at the vaccine rates, especially when up here we were down in the high 80s, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where were all the measles outbreaks then, right?
That's back in the early and mid-2000s. So
right.
where were they then? Where's this magic herd immunity that has never kicked in Oregon to say that it's the
wait a minute. Fault? We're not scientists. We can't understand this stuff.
By the way, the truthful data is destroying the false narrative. They're lying to you, folks. The mainstream media is lying to you. Health departments are lying to you. HuffPo is lying to you. Your doctor is likely lying to you unless they've woken up to the fact that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled safety studies or efficacy studies on any vaccine, much less all of them together. And by the way, if the rate is really dropping every time they add a new vaccine, it's a long time for uptake. So that's another possible explanation.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
depending on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it was just a short, I don't know, is it 3 years now? It seems like so long ago at the same time, so much yesterday when the movie Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe was released. We covered it here. We even broadcast right around the corner from one of the live events that they had at a theater in Orlando. And then, of course, the Vax bus. Polly, Tommy, and the crew were traveling around the country gathering stories from parents who had been impacted, either themselves or their children, by vaccines, vaccine injury, even vaccine deaths that were discussed. And I showed up at one of those events in Florida as well and shared a little bit about my story with being injured from the smallpox vaccine when I was a baby. But there's so much more to be told, and it's going to be told in Vax 2. It's a sequel. We're going to talk about probably thousands and thousands of hours of interviews with parents, real moms and dads like you guys and gals out there who have experienced this. And we want to see this film be completed as soon as possible. Jonathan Tommy is with us right now. Jonathan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Lovely talking to you. All well your end?
Yes, we're doing well here. Obviously, you know, we're covering on an ongoing basis the mainstream media's attacks on parents who simply want to be left alone when it comes to medical decisions for their children, what interventions are appropriate or not, instead of a medical police state heavy-handedly forcing vaccination on families who have, a religious objection or a philosophical objection, or, of course, the medical exemptions that are there, like in California, but they're attacking the doctors for granting those exemptions. So we've got a real mess on our hands, and I think a lot of moms Correct. And dads still haven't gotten the memo, and I hope that they get the memo before it's too late for their kids.
Well, total agreement with you on that front. I mean, what is so irritating is that, you know, where is health freedom in this country? Where is it going? You know, even these mandated vaccines for children to get into school, you know, I would question a couple of major issues here in the fact that you know, where is the informed consent from the doctors, the pediatricians and nurses? I'm sure that they have to be held liable for lack of presentation of those facts prior to baby clinic visits. It must give the parent time to read and digest all of that information rather than just being pulled in on the conveyor belt and yet another shot goes into a child, with the parent being completely ignorant and naive of the real risks and dangers associated with vaccines.
Well, and I've argued that, as I even opened today, that, like you just brought up, this is an issue of freedom. And again, people can believe in vaccines or not. Again, I've also referenced it as a belief system, not a scientific-based system. But to force compliance, to force receiving, you know, again, it's a violent act, the act of vaccination, much less what's injected into you. So if there's a risk, which we know there is, unavoidably unsafe and all of that, then, sure. You know, how is it that anybody, and I know you're an immigrant to America, but those of us who love liberty and immigrants to America often are drawn to the freedom here. It's got to be just stunning to see that there are actually Americans are arguing for a medical police state.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is the sad reality of it. And I think, you know, parents and individuals of society have to awaken themselves to this and really stand up against this demonic infrastructure that seems to be dictatorship in its realm and what it's trying to, you know, induce on society. I mean, a parent has to have the right to choose what goes into their child or not, just as what they go into the supermarket and purchase to feed that child. No one is force-feeding some arsenic-rich food down a child's throat. It's up to the parent to say, no, thank you very much. I don't really want that because it's contaminated and toxic, and I don't want that for my child. So they have that freedom of choice with what they purchase and feed their child. Mm-hmm. Now it should be exactly the same with the medical fraternity and the approaches that they offer the parent for their child, whether it's pharmaceutical intervention or whether it's vaccines. It's up to the parent to make the decision on behalf of their child.
Yeah, and much of the argument or attacks against us and you all for putting out the vax film and working on the next feature related to all of these interviews, and we're going to talk about that more on the air here, is that you're distracting from a very fundamental issue. At least here in the United States of America, the government was supposed to respect the individual sovereignty, the right of the parents, all of that. It's in their First Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, all of that. And now we have a situation where at least the media would have us believe that the majority of people want to force, violently force children to receive something against the will of their parents, and even sometimes the physician. Let's talk about this with Jonathan, Tommy. Maybe Polly will stop by as well. Vax 2 is in the works. What's involved in it? How can we help make it happen? And how important is it to share our stories? Next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The bipartisan committee meeting to determine the cost for border security has a Friday deadline to get an agreement that can pass both houses and be signed by President Trump to avoid another government shutdown. Committee member Senator Richard Shelby tells Fox News Sunday the cost and kind of a border wall is one issue, as is the number of beds the government needs to detain unauthorized migrants.
Time's ticking away, but we've got some problems with the Democrats dealing with ICE, that is, detaining criminals that come into the U.S.
The president wants $5.7 billion for his wall. The figure being discussed is reportedly $2 billion or less. Both women who accused the lieutenant governor of Virginia of sexual assault say they testify at any potential impeachment hearings. For Democrat Justin Fairfax, Fairfax is calling on the FBI to investigate the accusations against him and continues to proclaim his innocence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Robert Scott Belcher.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on broadcast radio syndication through GCN, GCNlive.com. My 20th year doing this on radio. And, you know, many of the things I've been bringing up for, well, now decades are similar but maybe more intense. As more people awaken to these dangers of the pharmaceutical church, particularly the sacrament in that church, which is vaccines, the recognition is more and more children are injured, more and more parents are going to recognize the link, the connection that the media doesn't want you to see, the government doesn't want you to see, and certainly a lot in the physician or pharmaceutical community don't want you to see. Now, they can't hide it anymore. I've referenced, like, at the World Series in Los Angeles when they had, a stand-up for cancer moment. And if you know somebody who has died or has been affected by cancer, the whole stadium stood up. It's only a matter of time before you ask the question about autism and vaccine injury, where the entire stadium will stand up. That's why they are desperate now to promote this idea that we must forcefully vaccinate, mandate vaccines for everybody, because they're recognizing you all are waking up much too quickly for them to contain it. And they can't contain it because the reality is these stories are being told. And now with the advent, this work on that's right now being undergone, Vax2, the people's truth, and we'd like to see it done as soon as it's humanly possible, and they need your support. Jonathan Tommy, we're talking to. Polly Tommy's with us now, and putting untold hours of families, moms and dads, telling their stories. And this is how the news works beyond the limitations on what's happening out in the mainstream media. Polly, thank you for all that you're doing.
Of course. It's team effort, though. You know, we have a massive team of Periscope and Facebook peeps around the world that we work together as a team.
Yes, and I want to shout out to the health ranger, Mike Adams, for putting this out big time through Natural News as well. We've got that linked up, raising some funds to finish the production. And I know video production is not just slap a video together and it's magic, you just add water. There's a lot that goes into it. And, of course, culling through, I say hundreds, maybe thousands of hours of interviews to put something out with a coherent flow and all of that that's necessary in documentary filmmaking. There's so much that people don't realize going on behind the scenes right now.
That's quite right. And we've got Brian Burrows and Toby, Tommy, our son, they're heading this up. They're doing a fantastic job. But, you know, editors, really good editors, and post-production cost money. So, yes.
Indeed. So what can is it just about, hey, can we get the money in to put this project forward with a release in the summer? Or are there more volunteer in terms of physical human hours that could be, in reviewing some of these interviews to help cull them down? I just don't know exactly what's needed here.
Okay, well, so the best if people can help either with their skills or financially, they should actually email Toby, T-O-B-Y, at peepstv.org.
P-E-P-S-T-V.
They'll take it from there, because I'm not actually working on the production side. I'm too close to it.
Sure, of course. So Toby, T-O-B-Y, at peepstv, P-E-E-P-S-T-V.org.
That's right. So
okay,
email
good.
Him mm-hmm. with any skill that you've got, and he'll take it from there. And it's really the inspiration from our son that we've felt how important that it is that this goes ahead back to the people's truth, because he's telling us that so many of his friends, he's just about turned 21, are getting vaccinated because they are believing the media. But if they saw Colton's story or one of the teenagers' stories of, you know, how they were motocross, athletic, having an amazing life, take the Gardasil, for example, and then paralyzed, and of course now he's dead. So we're hoping that this will reach, this film is not made for the people that already know. It's being made to catch those that still think that vaccines are safe and effective and that vaccines are going to save their babies or their lives. It's for them that we're making this.
Well, and there's so many things that are happening simultaneously. We talked about the J.B. Handley's book revealing the depositions with Plotkin, and then Dr. Zimmerman, who is the main basically witness for the government against those who claimed the vaccines resulted in autism, coming out and saying, I didn't mean for every case. There are some cases. So there's so many fronts, and I think we have to look at this of altering consciousness, that so-called death of consciousness, death by a thousand paper cuts. It's not one way, but I think the most powerful way throughout history is people telling stories. It is how we know what we know of history today, not because of official stories, but for humans talking to other humans, parents talking to kids, grandparents talking to grandkids, to passing this information on. And I believe Vax2, the people's truth, is going to be part of that, telling the stories that need to be told.
And you know, it's the same story. It's the same story here in America. It's the same story in all the countries that we've traveled to. The parents are saying the same thing. Their children or they were perfectly healthy before they had a vaccine or a set of vaccines. And I have to say, please be very careful if you think there's such thing as a safe vaccine schedule, because according to the parents of the world with vaccine injury, it can take, like our son, one vaccine to ruin that child forever. We've spoken to countless people who just had the Hep B vaccine when they were told they needed it for work and are now unable to work and are extremely seriously ill. I'm sorry, but I have to say this. I know everybody wants me to say that I should be saying we want safe vaccines or a safer schedule. It's still not going to wash, I'm afraid. One vaccine can ruin your life forever.
Yeah, well, it's something we haven't shied away from talking about over the years here, the whole construct. And our buddy Dr. Batar, who we do advanced medicine on the air every Monday, talked about it. He says, you know, I don't know if it's facetious in that sense, but he says, I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-stupidity. Because the way that vaccines are made, the way they're introduced, it's just stupid. There's just no way you can argue that you can, as you said, make them safer. Well, we talk about homeopathy, homeoprophylaxis, other options, but in terms of the modern day construct, based on just horrific things that happened in the origin, because so-called anti-vaxxers aren't a new creation. The moment they started cutting the skin open of the victims of, for instance, smallpox via cowpox and causing sepsis, the loss of limbs and death, there were a whole lot of people that said, nuh-uh, not for us. So it's not a new construct, but seemingly we have to wake up each generation.
Yeah, but I think it's really important that they don't get away with calling people like John and I anti-vaxxers. You know, that implies that we have not. But I mean, John and I are vaccinated, and our three children are vaccinated. People need to know, it's very important this, they need to know that we did as we were told. We followed the schedule. We bowed down to the white gods, the white coat doctors, and we did exactly, and not only did we, once Billy was injured by the MMR, we then took our baby and vaccinated it again, because we were told, you know, Billy's MMR was maybe one in a million, whatever, Toby's going to catch polio, you've got to get him vaccinated. So that's how much we listen to our doctors. So to call us, to go out screaming, crazy Tommy to anti-vaxxers, I don't want them to get away with that. I wish I was an anti-vaxxer. My kid wouldn't be damaged today. Mm-hmm. I am an X-vaxxer. I did as I was told, and the results are devastating.
Yeah, and so many parents are, as I said, waking up the hard way, and the point of communicating these messages and sharing these stories is that we could prevent. I know that our Creator, God created us and gave us freedom to choose. Now, the governments and the pharmaceutical industry, they don't want us to have the freedom to choose. But we were also free to really choose poorly in order to learn. And so we also have the freedom to learn from other people who have followed this guideline and said, oh, I'm just going to do what I'm told. And, of course, throughout history, we can talk about how that's not a defense against crime. I was told to do it. I was just following orders. It's not necessary. And that's the freedom to choose, that you can make a better choice, you can make a different choice, and you can learn from others. And I think that these families, these moms and dads who are appearing in Vax 2, are communicating, because it's too late in many cases for their children, but they're communicating this because they don't want to see this happen to anybody else.
But, you know, I think what's the most powerful thing about Vax 2, there's two most powerful things that people are going to see in Vax 2. One, they're going to see the families that are vaccinated and have injured children, devastating injuries. They then went on to have more children and did not vaccinate those children, and the undeniable health between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And you will also meet families, generations of families that have never had a vaccine, and they've also never had cancer, they've never had any of the ADD, ADHD, any of those things. See, that the thing. They don't want us to go down looking at the health of the families that have never vaccinated. And then that includes even having that vitamin K shot at birth. And there's not a vaccine, but we've seen devastating results from having that as well. I think that that is what's going to break this. When people lose the fear we all had when we vaccinated ourselves and our children. If we don't vaccinate Toby, then he's going to get polio and die. Because that's what they tell you, don't they? They're going to get measles and they're going to die. When you see these families for generations that have not died and are really healthy and also really intelligent, bright, bright individuals, mm-hmm. never had a vaccine, that's what's going to break this. That's going to give parents, they're going to lose their fear and they're going to go ahead and they're going to say, you know what, stay away from my family with your vaccines. We do not want autism, paralysis, death, all the things that we're going to report in this film.
We, We've seen increasing calls for censorship or outright actual actions on censoring this message. And it is increasingly obvious they're desperate to stop the flow, the free flow of information. You know, again, I broadcast typically from the United States, where there is something called the First Amendment, which doesn't grant you any rights of freedom of speech. It's supposed to protect those rights that are yours by virtue of your birth. And here, anybody that cries out for censorship is fearing that what messages are being delivered is going to alter what they believe to be, you know, their way. And of course, as I talked about the science of vaccination, which is lacking, and that's an understatement, we realize that it is a belief system. It is a cult-like devotion, not one based in science. But even if it were, the freedom to choose must be yours when there is a risk, and that risk includes death, as you'll learn about when you see Vax 2, and I want you all to support it. And what's the website everybody should go to, Polly?
It's www.vax2.com.
Easy to get to. And we've got links to the Indiegogo campaign to support the efforts to get this thing completed as soon as possible. There's a trailer that's up at Brighteon, because, again, we know that these other video mediums are censoring some of these messages. So go to Brighteon.com, and we've got the link. You can watch the trailer. And if you feel so moved, support in some way, whether it be monetary or whether you have a skill set to help put this thing together. We've got links, including, we'll add this, send an email to Toby, T-O-B-Y, at peepstv.org, if you can support the efforts on a skill level, skill set level, that would fit in with video and film production. All right, Jonathan, Polly, Tommy, love you dearly. Your whole family is just a gift for all of us for taking this task on. I can't say thank you enough.
Well, thank you. Thank you for talking about all this very important subject.
All right, a couple more minutes on the break with Polly. One moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up on the show notes at robertscadbell.com. And I was just talking with Jonathan Tommy on the break. In addition to all their work with Vaxxed and Vaxxed 2 now, AutismCenterAustin.com, starting, I think, what's going to be a vital trend for survival in the next generations for families who have vaccine-injured children, which we'd like to stop from ever happening again. But in the meantime, it's going to, we got a lot of catching up to do. And their goal to set up this autism center in Austin.com, and they have 40 acres there, but we need that duplicated everywhere. There are no government services after, as Jonathan mentioned to me, when the kids get out of school age. And then what? It's beyond a disaster. So God bless the Polly, Tommy, and Jonathan Tommy family for all that they're doing in response to that injury to their son, Billy, all those years ago. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scad Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives available through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, streaming simulcast through YouTube while we can. GCN Live is our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNLive.com. Super Don, there's another story here. And, you know, I talk about things that go to what we call a spiritual level. And I know that some people will tune out immediately. Oh, there goes Robert being all spiritual again. And I always make the distinction between 501c3 church, synagogue, mosque. I mean, these are officially sanctioned, you know, again, I'm not speaking ill of them. That's not my point in bringing that up, but that we are on a spiritual journey. And, of course, this doesn't help the atheist. I'm not much I can do for them. But there's a 27-year-old who plans to sue his parents for having him without his consent. Not making this up. And they call this antinatalism. I don't know if this is a trend or if this is one of those spoof, oh, let's find somebody to do this and say that it's happening everywhere. In other words, suing your parents for birthing you. Right? You didn't abort me, Mom and Dad. How dare you? I never had a say in this. I'm like, could there be anything more absurd? I mean, we're at the point of beyond absurdity. Now, granted, for some of you, not all of you, you don't believe that life exists before life, before you're born, or maybe after. But the reality is, this life that you have is an incredible gift, even though it is filled oftentimes with suffering, pain, just depression. There's all kinds of things that you can experience. Of course, you can experience ecstasy and joy, and all of these things are here for a purpose and a reason. Now, again, if you're an atheist or otherwise, you might not buy into that. That's okay. I don't ask you to believe. I'm just sharing with you my perspective here. And in fact, that life precedes what you call life in the physical body. No question in my mind. My experience has taught me this. You don't have to come here. You get to come here. Now, some would say, well, you have to as well. Yeah, there may be links agreements made long, long ago before the misty dawn of time. That this is a spiritual ground that we walk on. And it is a testing ground. It is a proving ground. It is an opportunity to grow spiritually. And within that context of spirituality, I talk about that being the umbrella term that covers everything in life. Even those of you who say there's no such thing. You know, one day you come to realize it, and it's up to you on timing. But for someone to actually have the audacity to sue their mom and dad for allowing them to be born. No, you got to take it up with something far higher and greater than even mom and dad. And that's which created everything, created it all. Now, whatever you call it, God, Sigma, Yahweh, whatever you call it, I don't think it matters to that creative force. But when you get to that point where you are so unconscious that you go, I'm so mad at you, Mom and Dad, that you let me be born, I'm going to sue you for it. I don't know that there's much more we can say. I mean, is this a joke, Super Don? Is this for real?
It is. Of course, I thought it was much more funny. Now that I've listened to you, I'm like,
I'm sorry for bumming you out. But I mean, like, dude. I mean,
well, way to take a kind of a silly story and dig deep on it. But yeah, there's this guy in India, mm-hmm. New Delhi, uh-huh. that belongs to this belief system called antinatalism, and they literally believe that. People don't give consent before they're born, and that they're somehow, I don't know. It's like you just have to do some reading on it. I'm kind of, it's really bizarre. I think this guy's just trying to get attention personally,
yeah, right.
And apparently it worked because all the news outlets are carrying it. But crazy stuff.
Well, it is. And again, if you believe that you are nothing more than your physical body, I don't know what more I can say to you. But we are great spiritual beings. We are having human experiences while we're here. And we're going to enjoy them on the Robert Scott Bell Show, despite the fact that we've got to cover some tough subjects. And we'll talk about some more of that on the other side of the news break. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation. Far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.